Seriously, Paul, I do wish this was a vacation. I really think you could use a break from all this scientist work. It's almost as if you've been doing too much science.
Too much science? Is that possible? Seriously, Betty, you know what this meteor could mean to science. If we find it, and it's real, it could mean a lot. It could mean actual advances in the field of science.
No, I know.
Nestled deep in the bosom of the Rocky Mountains, Brian and Baxter show the desire to defeat stupidity in the face of certain stupidity. Join us now for Warning Radio.
Ranger Brad, I'm a scientist. I don't believe in anything.
Gotta love that.
I love that movie.
It's a great movie. And we recommend everybody go see it.
The best movie ever.
The best movie. It won the Academy Award for best movie ever. And I think it's going to win again this year.
It should.
As a matter of fact.
And we're waiting for part two.
You know, I could have sworn I silenced that. But maybe I didn't. Let me look and see who's calling. I don't know. Nobody I recognize.
So I love shows that start like that. What are you doing? Answering the phone.
Yeah. That's how it goes. Not now. I don't want to do updates right now. Okay.
Ooh, a sawzall.
It was a saber saw.
That's not a saber saw. That's a sawzall.
That's a reciprocating saw.
Yeah, you know, we've got lots of dead air going here.
Yeah, see, what we're talking
about
right
start,
now,
let's start the show over again here. Yeah. And
okay. Let's start it over.
Hey, Nathan, how's it going?
We're
going
to start the show over, so don't worry.
Seriously, Paul, I do wish this was a vacation.
Okay, that's good enough.
Anyway, now I'm here. I'm paying attention.
So, it is the 22nd of June, and July's rent is rapidly approaching.
Guy Incognito wants to know if the movie's Ghost Dad.
No, it's The Lost Skeleton of Kadabra. And there is a sequel.
Yes.
There's a sequel.
The Lost Skeleton of Kadabra 2.
This time it's not Lost Skeleton of Kadabra 1.
Exactly. I think that is the tagline.
That might be the tagline, but I don't think that's the name of the movie.
Well.
So, back to what we're supposed to be talking about.
Well, what we were talking about was about this horrible vibrator accident.
Oh, well, yeah. I thought we weren't going to talk about it on air.
No, I thought we were.
Oh.
I mean, because
she couldn't
Rick didn't want a garbage disposal morgue-type conversation. So
this is kind of a happier one, then.
Yes.
Because, you know, they were trying to have happy.
Yeah, they were having a good time.
But they missed.
They missed.
Well,
yeah.
You know,
they somehow attached a sawzall, basically, to a vibrator, and there was an accident.
Horrible.
Imagine that. Yeah, imagine
they
that.
They call it horrible accident.
A horrible.
She's 27 years old.
Mm.
Had to be flown to the hospital.
Mm.
From the result
of. Do we know how many stitches?
They don't say anything like that that I can find.
The Night of the Lupus.
I like that movie.
It's a lepus, not lupus.
Well. Yeah, that's true. L-E-P-U-S. Yeah. Yeah.
The Night of the Lupus is like a bad disease.
Well, isn't that kind of wolfy?
That could be a werewolf movie. Yeah. Yeah.
It is hard to top giant bunnies.
Well, it depends on how. Never mind. So
what do we got going on?
I was thinking about time. Never mind.
Yeah.
Do we have any more information on this vibrator accident? I mean, that's.
No,
and I'm going to lose battery power soon. I just thought I'd make that announcement.
Well, thank you. So Natora will be dropping out of the chat room at some point.
Yes.
You know, unless you want to
Not
run out
that
to
I
your
vehicle.
Well, we could do a commercial break and you could run out to your vehicle if you wanted.
I'm tired of going back out to
we'll
the
do that
car
half,
for
we'll,
stuff
We'll do
I
that
forget.
Halfway through.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I didn't write this second.
Okay, so news, right?
News.
We got lots of news, but.
Yeah. Do we want to talk about what we did
lots
this week?
Of dumb news, but yeah, go ahead. Start it off. What we did this week.
Yeah, what did we do this week?
We had a wonderful meeting.
Oh, we actually talk about our meetings. We had a meeting.
To clean up the lecture.
We revamped.
A pre-production.
The snot out of this lecture. This is like, if you've seen our Science of the Paranormal lecture before.
You ain't seen nothing
not,
yet.
Yeah, you haven't seen our Science of the Paranormal lecture. This one is I can only throw
it's
the goat.
It's in 3D.
It is. This one is in 3D.
Mm-hmm.
And
bring your own glasses.
We will be throwing Brian into the audience.
good luck.
So it's going to take several of us, but we will throw Brian into the audience one way or another. So that's going to be a fantastic demonstration of, I don't know,
of presentational skills, of information dissemination, and refined cultural learning.
I love how you used a bunch of big words to make it sound like...
How about information disclosure?
No, that's the Disclosure Project, okay. And we're
not doing the Disclosure Project.
Yeah, we're not
project.
Into that.
Okay. Now, for anybody who's wondering, does anybody want to give a quick recap on what the Disclosure Project is?
Dumb.
That's exactly what it is. Disclosure Project is friggin' retarded. What it is it's all these top-level whistleblowers in the government. Well, I was going to throw that number out in a few seconds, but you beat me to it. The thing is it started with... 400 to 500. Now they've settled on that it's 500. Yeah. Just like it was,
which is
60, 70, 80%. Well, remember when he was like, well, on your show, he's like, 60, 70, 80% of people believe, you know, dude, you got to fix on a number there.
Well, and that's something we should touch on too. Is this past Sunday
the your show? Well, let me finish with the Disclosure Project just so people aren't left hanging. Because I know everybody's dying to hear what this is. But this is headed up by Stephen Greer, Dr. Stephen Greer. He's a medical doctor who thinks that he understands zero-point energy and has no friggin' idea.
And at one point had an alien baby in his arms.
Yes, he had an alien baby in his arms, but he can't show that because the scientists are looking at it.
He
denied it later. I heard... I saw a YouTube video about an alien, but I never held one.
A nonprofit research organization.
You know,
sorry.
Using YouTube is kind of like using Wikipedia.
Yeah.
As a primary research source, I would
there
just like
go.
To say.
The Disclosure Project is a nonprofit research project. That seems redundant. Working to fully disclose the facts about UFOs, extraterrestrial intelligence, and classified advanced energy and propulsion systems. We have over 400 government, military, and intelligence communication witnesses to testify to their direct personal first-hand experiences with UFOs, ETs, ET technology, and the cover-up that keeps this information secret.
Now, what's great about this is that we're going to go over the mathematics of it here in a moment, but one of the wonderful things is the fact that all of these 400, as they say, top level, which they're not. They're not top level at all. There's like maybe one or two that are fairly high ranking. The most are like, you know, just they could be any kind of government employee, whether it's a city employee, whether it's a school janitor, whether
staying school position qualifies.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's whatever. If these people are seeing aliens, well, then they're a government official who's blowing the whistle on the government cover up. But none of their stories coincide. Ooh. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, nobody's sending out a unifying memo.
No. They all seem to be telling different stories that really conflict with each other. And it's kind of bad. But, Brian, why don't you lay a number on us here?
37.
The math.
That's proof that this is crap.
Yeah.
Right there.
We did a really ugly statistical analysis of the... average.
So, yeah, let's state right up front that this statistical analysis does not prove anything, although it does shine some interesting light.
Exactly.
On it.
We have looked into it, and the general populations, the diagnosed general population of schizoid delusional is roughly, what did we think, 10 times?
It was 4%
right.
of the American population.
Right. Is diagnosed schizoid delusional.
Okay, so that's 4%.
Whereas the government employees are, I'm doing this off the top of my head, it's like 0.0001%.
It's 3.0003.
0.003%? Yeah.
Something like that. But it was really small. But the thing is they were looking at the entire number of government employees that there are.
Right.
And there's 500 of these whistleblowers.
Yeah.
That all the stories conflict. And basically, that percentage, you know, of 500
the average.
To was like 10 million or something. It basically shows that the government does a pretty good job screening their employees for
exactly
delusions.
They're doing their job.
Well, and plus, apparently they're pretty good at keeping the stuff in that black box.
Right.
Because everybody has, of the 500, have heard about it. Mm-hmm. A few have seen it. But somehow no one can come out of the office with it.
Right.
So.
Okay, I'm going to make a psychic
prediction.
And my theory
is that stuff is obsolete.
You got a psychic prediction?
Me?
Let's see where it is. No, he does.
He does?
Okay. There's a new TV series coming out on Sci-Fi called Warehouse 13, which if you remember the end
Wait. You said you had a psychic prediction. Can you give us the prediction before you jump into the website?
No, this is it.
Okay, I'm just checking.
Keeping him on track.
Yeah.
You remember the warehouse at the end of Indiana Jones?
Yes.
Oh, I like their website. Okay. Look at that. No clutter.
Yeah, but it won't load on a mobile device.
I don't have a mobile device that's loadable.
Anyway, basically what this show is it's the warehouse where they house all of the
stuff.
You know, when they say
imagine
who's working
that
on it, and they say top men.
Is this done like by the same people who did The Invisible Man and all those kind of somewhat funny?
Yeah.
I like that
style. It's going to be good, but here's my psychic prediction. The UFO crowd is going to say that this is a way that the government's slowly going to disclose the information so the public will be able to accept
They're preparing the
exactly.
public. Well, of course.
Hold on to your hats. Brian's psychic powers are at work.
Warehouse 13. This ought to be good.
And it's got that what's-a-name guy in it.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like a really good show. I want to see it.
Yeah, that what's-a-name guy. That's,
you know, he's been in a lot of science fiction stuff.
Oh, well, that guy, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you didn't recognize him, right?
I wasn't really looking, to be honest.
Yeah. Arthur C. Clarke.
No,
he's been in
he's
a lot of
dead.
Science fiction stuff.
Billy Corgan.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
I wouldn't want to watch it.
All right.
No,
I just noticed.
No, I didn't get it.
Didn't get what?
Because I have other financial
issues. She's talking
issues
to people in the chat room and just
that have
outed.
They're asking her
come
if she
up.
Got the palm tree.
My fan. Have if respect.
Your one
my
fan.
My fan. Yes, my one fan.
Yeah, I got respect.
She couldn't get a palm pre because, you know.
I have issues.
Yeah. Us.
Life wouldn't be very much fun for you if you did get it. Well, it might be extra fun because you like to be in that kind of position.
That's true.
But don't look at me like I just said something dirty.
Ooh, who's got the guilty conscience?
See, that's exactly what I'm talking about right there.
I have
you
not
like
a clue
to be
what
in a position where you can be combative. That's all.
Okay, are we going to...
Oh, and then act
I'm
innocent
not combative.
Afterwards. See, this is how you play the game.
I just
that's
have
fine.
A strong personality.
Yes, you do.
And a lot of times people tell me stuff and I must point out to them that is stuff you are telling me.
I'm just thinking with strong personality comes, you know, secret. It's strong enough for a man.
How about some news?
I can't keep the secrets.
There's a lot of it.
You can already get me with the psychic cards.
I wanted to throw one more thing in the mix here before you hit the news over there.
Yeah.
Because I see Logan is in the chat room, and he's going to want someone to talk about the Othersiders.
Oh, yeah.
I still haven't seen it.
Still haven't seen it? Neither have I. I can see it now because I
you
somehow acquired
right.
a copy of it.
Yeah, that's true.
So we will be taking a look at that, Logan, and then giving you a report. Now, Rick enjoyed it. He watched
he
it.
He did.
Enjoyed it.
He said
really
it wasn't terrible,
it.
I think is really. Yeah.
No,
I
mean, he was smiling.
Yeah, he still felt that, you know, things were set mm-hmm. up and, you know, but he felt that children were acting like children and it also shone a light on how adults act like children in these shows. And that was okay for him. He enjoyed that. So, is that light coming out of the other room there bothering anybody in the chat room? Is that, I'm just making sure.
You like mean this, God?
Yeah. It looks like God.
In the bathroom?
God lives in the bathroom.
Yes. Back there. So just let us know in the chat room there. If that bugs you, I'll go close the door.
Well, that is pretty funny.
That God's
you're
in there?
No, that you're flashing your bathroom at people.
Somebody has to.
Well, it's better than... Never mind. let's talk about some paranormal news.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to do some things in the chat room here like that. There you go, people. This video is an amazing
Bam.
Video of a UFO communicating with an Israeli jet.
Oh, this ought to be wonderful.
This is marvelous.
For those of you that haven't seen it, you're darn lucky.
So this is on YouTube. They can just go search for it, right?
He put it in there?
But that doesn't help people that download the podcast.
For the people that download the podcast, YouTube amazing video of UFO communicating with Israeli jet.
Yeah, if you can remember that. Now, the fun thing is anytime a video says, what you're about to see is real, you know it's fake, right? Is that pretty much?
I'm pretty much there with it.
And they lowercased Israel.
But the interesting thing about this is when they zoom in on the object, it becomes the shape of the diaphragm of the lens. Hence their proof.
Kind of goes out the door there, huh?
Yeah. But they say that it flies to observe the object. They don't even cross paths. They're nowhere near each other.
Well, and how is a jet going to... I mean, you know, usually you have to circle. And wouldn't they send a helicopter? Low altitude.
You'd think. I don't know. I mean, it really depends on the video, I guess. I mean,
depends on the video.
Here's just a fun one.
Not Air Command or anything like that. No. You know?
I haven't actually listened to this, but I read the article that goes with it, and it's a whole lot of dumb. There was a fire in Australia on 6/19.
Somebody wants you to shut the door. They want you to go to the light and shut the door.
Anyway.
Oh, that's Rick. Yeah.
Anyway, there was a fire in Australia. Yeah. Having his godlike presence. And this fire has now been blamed on a crashed UFO. Nothing's been recovered. It was all destroyed. And nobody witnessed it. But all the UFO people are coming out talking about how it's the UFO.
Isn't that, if the tree falls in the forest and there's no one there...
It's a UFO.
Now we know.
Well, that's better. There's a bug.
Oh, I like your Buddhist attitude towards life.
No, see, you know, I don't like Joe Rogan as a comedian, but he said some very intelligent things the other night. That, you know, if you go outside and there's, you know, a bunch of ants and, you know, it's, hi, little guys, how you doing? But if one's walking across your kitchen floor, he's out of place.
Yeah. Where do you think you're going? I've got kindness. I use electrical.
Well, you carry around a bug zapper with you? And
no, not. Well, everything's in my car.
So you're into electro torture more than you are.
No, it's quick kill.
Do you, like, attach them to the ant nipples or...
I don't have time for that.
It's quick.
One quick, they're done.
How do you know it's quick?
Oh, trust me. I've got some power going through that.
That could just bug zapper. On them.
That's true.
No, not when they're on the ceiling.
Okay, here, we're going to set off a few people here.
Why do you have ants on your ceiling?
Not ants. Insect life.
Insect life.
That I did not invite into the house.
Okay. I got you. Mm-hmm. I'm with you here. Okay, we're sorry. Paranormal news.
Paranormal news.
All right. Wait.
All right.
Okay. And I'm waiting for the comments here. UFO in Virginia over theme park.
Oh, goody. This is one Stu will be happy about.
Mysterious floating cloud, also known as the 1957 smoke ring.
Don't drool.
Yeah.
Just don't drool.
It was wonderful. There was this video footage shot of a smoke ring from an amusement park ride that made it to the news because one crazy woman and one crazy UFO reporter all said, well, we know it looks like smoke and we know that blows smoke rings, but it looks so much like this 1957 report in another country. It has to be a UFO.
That was actually hand-drawn.
Yeah, and it was actually hand-drawn in the original. And I have once again posted the video in the chat.
You're good at that.
I'm getting there. These people are just killing me. What was that?
Baxter? Oh,
she's worried about my Buddhist
attitude. I'm not worried about your Buddhist attitude. I was noting the lack thereof.
There's a new woman in India bleeding from the eyes.
Oh, poor thing.
I didn't do it.
I was about to say, somebody quit punching her. I guess that would stop.
You know, that's almost as good as the lady that was bleeding from the eyes here in Denver. That was in the cemetery.
But at least this one looks credible.
Does it?
Well, yeah. She probably is bleeding from the eyes.
Oh, the one here wasn't.
She might be hemorrhaging.
There is a member of a paranormal team in Colorado that has, she's a stigmatic. Mm. Is that a word?
Yeah, sure. Something close to it.
Stigmaticist?
Yeah. Stigmatarian.
Stigmoid.
Let's just do that for the rest of the show. Let's just make up new words.
Oh, and there is a whole philosophy about making up the new words and why.
Is Michael Shermer involved?
No, it's don't be talking about Michael Shermer like
I
that.
I didn't talk about him in a bad way because I would not. He's fighting the good fight.
He's a
good
guy.
He's out there in the trenches.
But there is...
There's a lot of skeptics that are not out there in the trenches, and he is one of them.
They're like
in
these,
the trenches.
These maverick computer linguist group that wants to create words for their very specific meaning. So that they can't be appropriated or misappropriated for other things.
You can't do that.
You can make up your own words and trademark them. And that's what they do, and they encourage other people
Fliggle
to Matta do that.
Knew.
Yeah, but then it's a product.
Yeah, but you
it's
can't say them twice.
Fliggle Matta.
Yeah, no, I don't mean in the same show.
But the
I mean,
thing
a couple
is,
of days later.
If you trademark it, it's a product at that point. It's not a word. They can't put a trademarked item in the Oxford Dictionary, for example.
Right, and that's not their purpose. It was all into hypertext documents and stuff is how I got into that.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Well, that was a big old friggin' heap of I don't care. Sorry.
I'm through. Back
okay.
to the paranormal. Though hypertext might be where we're going to start finding ghosts.
Oh, yeah, that is a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Ghost in the Machine.
God.
E.T. Yes.
E.T. spotted in Berkeley Heights. Unfortunately, there was a little bit of a sunlight issue going
no,
on.
No, that's a
this.
Butt flare. E.T. had gas.
Ah, okay. It's also shark.
We're going to need a bigger boat. Right. Sorry.
Pac-Man.
See, Guy Incognito is just so right there with me. We just connect.
You know, it is. It's a beautiful thing watching this every friggin' week.
Are connecting?
Why don't you guys go on a date or something?
He hasn't asked.
Hey, Cognito dude, get on it.
Anyway.
As Jack Tripper used to say, she's hot to trot. Come on.
I don't think I'm hot to trot.
I don't even know what that means. I was too
you
young at the time.
You do, too.
I always wondered what that meant. Is that a dance?
Yeah.
<You know? laughs>
I've read your profile.
Dun, 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 dun.
Talk this about your show.
Your
yes,
show.
Yes, your show.
Oh, okay. That was on local network here. Was that CBS these days?
KUSA. I don't know. They keep flopping affiliates
yeah,
so
they
often.
Do.
That I...
So, yeah, they have a little morning-type show thing where it's called Your Show. It's just Your Show. And they have on all
Unless
these
you're us, then it's their show.
Right. They have all these great guests on, and a lot of times they do. They have some decent celebrities. This last Sunday, they had on Peckman. And
I like Peckman.
He is the guy that is trying to start the UFO or the
ET
Commission.
It's a ballot initiative.
Just
go ahead.
I just fill in the blanks. There was no blank there because I hadn't finished.
Oh, sorry.
But no, if you'd like to, if you feel that you could express it better, because what it is, it's the ET something commission.
The Extraterrestrial Affairs Commission.
Affairs Commission. That's what we're looking for.
Ah.
So that's what I was kind of hoping you were going to jump in with because I honestly forgot that. So yeah, the ET Affairs Commission, which is... Very interesting in what he claims it's going to do compared to what he wrote the ballot initiative to actually do. But anyway, he's trying to get, you know, everybody to sign enough signatures so he can get this on the ballot and get all his buddies basically a job in the government where they can now say that the government is admitting everything because they're the ones that are going to be admitting it. Doesn't make a lot of sense. But he was on the show and answered a few questions. One of them was from our beloved Rick, as a matter of fact, and he did not actually answer any of the questions. The questions were, you know...
Well, he did answer one, but it was one from one of his buddies.
But he really
it was
didn't
a loaded
even answer
question.
It very well.
That's true.
You know, all of them were very poorly
Except
answered.
For Rick's question, which was right on.
Well, you know, Rick's
but
question...
But the responses...
All the responses were stupid. I mean, I thought the questions were... Even Alejandro Rojas... I thought his was even a good question. Had it been answered correctly, that would have been really interesting. But
well,
no.
Yeah, his almost seemed kind of demeaning compared to the usual.
But it was just a lot of double talk and misdirection is all Peckman gave. And it was really stupid. If anybody's interested, I'm sure we can always post it until it gets jerked on
YouTube. Peckman
stayed
on his talking points, which is when you're trained in media response, that's what you're supposed to do. Stay on your talking points no matter what you're asked. It's just that his talking points don't have anything to do directly with the ballot initiative.
Right.
Oh,
and so it doesn't really help. I just think it's interesting that he wants the government to disclose something that the government apparently doesn't want to disclose to him.
Right.
And he's going to use Denver?
Yeah, exactly.
To make the federal government disclose.
Yep. It's amazing the power Denver has. I never realized that. So that's pretty remarkable. The whole Your Show thing was pretty ridiculous. And
Can I read an article that's going to make you bleed from the eyes?
Yeah. I'm all for it.
Okay. Just the names involved and the fact that... Okay, here we go. Thomas Edison is credited with trying to invent a machine designed to contact the dead.
Not correctly credited.
It never quite worked, but it laid the groundwork for the belief in the relationship between electronics and spirit. Today, the use of electronic voice phenomena, or EVPs, is one of the most highly contested and popular methods of for paranormal investigators. Tom McDonough, an astrophysicist and senior scientist at the Skeptic Society in California, encourages all investigations, including the paranormal. He just thinks people need to be careful. These people are probably not lying. They probably believe what they are doing and hearing, but there are a lot of things out there. Proponents of the EVP ask, how do you explain things when they sound like spirits answering specific questions? Victor Zammit.
Oh, God.
Retired Australian lawyer and supporter of EVPs recently wrote a book titled A Lawyer Presents a Case for the Afterlife.
Yes, I should not be allowed to have toys during the show.
No, I'm just having all kinds of responses to the chat room in my head that are cracking me up. If I could be in the chat room, it would be so funny, but I'm having tech issues as well as other issues.
You know, I can get another computer in your lap pretty quick if you'd like.
Okay.
All right, so
But anyway.
Do you need to read any more of that article?
No, that was enough. They're negative.
Do you have other news stories that you want to lay on people?
No, I'm pretty much done with
that. Wow, okay. Well, halfway through the show, and we're done. Vamp for a moment, because I'm going to get Nator. No, actually, what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do.
I'll just go get my power.
No, this is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to take.
We're
going to
take a
break.
Oh, yeah.
And then we will come back to talk about the morphing crop circles.
So you do have more news, you lying son of a bitch.
I didn't say it was good.
Well, we did talk about crop circles. In our meeting.
We did?
I've had too many meetings.
Well, see, the thing is I was out getting pizza. I don't know.
Now, if it wasn't our meeting that you were talking about crop circles in, and most of the stuff you do is, like, just city stuff, what did we miss?
I don't know, but there was a discussion about crop circles. I just don't remember what meeting.
Well, I know that we talked about the smoke ring, and that's all I remember about any circle.
Yeah.
Was the smoke ring that Stu was hot about. So,
yeah.
All right, we ready for some commercial?
We are ready for commercial.
All right, we're going to commercialize.
Maybe we should
Are you tired of all the paranormal shows on TV today?
Go raid another chat room.
I'm being drawn to this corner, and in this corner I can tell you that... Oh, the emotions are so strong. At some point, somebody had some really strong emotions here.
Finally now, there's a show that tells the truth about all of this stupid crap. It's called Colorado X, Case Files of the Paranormal. This show takes a hard look at the paranormal claims of the Colorado area. Things like urban legends, hauntings, alien activity, you name it.
Oh, but I know that there's something here. It's got to be a ghost. There's got to be a ghost here. I can see just about everything.
Didn't see
that coming, did you, you stupid son of a...
Stay tuned to find out more information on Colorado X, Case Files of the Paranormal. No actual mediums were harmed in the making of this commercial.
I love my husband more than anything.
Which is why I was surprised to find her sleeping with the teenager next door.
Now I take each day one day at a time. I didn't know what I had till it was almost gone. Now I'm faithful and haven't terminated a pregnancy in over a year. I stopped obsessing about my weight. Now there's just more of me to love. They say America's fatter than ever. But when you're number one, it's time to celebrate. And why not celebrate with cake every day?
Celebrate cake.
Every week, there's a new case. The girl was murdered right here in this room. Thousands of unconfirmed stories about the case.
Now, my sister's best friend, she says that they grabbed that girl and they spun her around by her ankles. And now, every Tuesday after the full moon, you can still see the blood.
Two teams search for the truth. One, Colorado's premier paranormal research group. And the other, a group of skeptics. You're dumb.
No, my friends, you're dumb.
No, pretty sure you're the dumb one.
Yeah, no, look, see, not only are you dumb, but you're also a douchebag.
You want to know the truth? Well, then tune in to an episode of Colorado X. Details coming soon.
All right. That was perfect timing. So now...
Thank you. You are my favorite Baxter.
Well, right on.
I'm on a Mac.
Kind of.
So, yeah. Just,
well,
yeah.
You know.
After you change your name here, then I'll see if I can go in and fix your thing so you can be back to a moderator again.
Am I going to have to give this back? I don't think I need to be a moderator.
Okay. Do whatever you want.
Well, I don't have to give it back?
Well, I didn't say that. Slow down.
You know
down.
You give a woman something.
Slow down.
You know. Oh, Taps is a dead show walking.
Okay, so now... you have another news story?
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then what we should talk about probably is the reason we've called everybody to this meeting tonight.
Yes.
Is the lecture. Now, what we're going to do this wonderful Science of the Paranormal lecture, and it will be at the Hale Science Building thing at CU in Boulder.
Room 270.
270. And it's a really cool room. It's like a stadium seating kind of thing. And
bring a beach ball.
Bring a beach ball. Absolutely. And your lighters or your iPod touches,
yeah.
iPhones, whatever. It all works. But I thought we would talk a little bit about if our list of subjects that we're going to be covering is what you guys want to know about. So, obviously, the first thing we're going to talk about is who we are. Well, you know,
and
nobody gives a crap about
nobody
that.
Nobody wants to know that.
Do.
Yeah,
but they the probably thing, do. Our true friends do care.
Okay, now move the mic up a little closer to your mouth.
Oh.
There you go.
All right, I'm on radio.
Good job.
Thank you.
Okay, but so yeah, we're going to talk about who we are, and we know that nobody gives a crap about that, but that one's one you don't really have any say in. We're just doing that regardless.
If they bring friends, their friends are going to want to know who we
friends
are.
Friends are going to want to know. So, exactly. So we'll talk about that. We're going to talk a little bit about the difference between us and other groups and what sets us apart, what makes us different. Some of you already know what that is and why we're different. So
we're special.
One of the other things is we're going to show you how to take ghost pictures.
That's true.
And we can even do a little demonstration probably right there on
you know.
How to get some good orbs.
Oh, you know, that's an interesting point. Might do that.
Might be kind of fun.
So now you've already added something else to the lecture.
Well, I'm sorry.
No. I'm just saying, see how they are so influential? This is why we need you.
Oh, yeah. See, this is good.
We
good
need
work,
the people.
Chat room. Good work.
Yes.
That's excellent work. So what about Are they complaining about anything? I'm not supposed to be looking. I know.
No, I'm conducting business on the side.
I see. Yeah, that's good. Okay, I'm glad we have you on the show. Okay, so anyway, what were some of the other things we're going to talk about? We are going to briefly touch on the UFO, the Aliens Among Us issue.
We're going to keep beating that until it dies a horrid death.
Hopefully.
Yes.
Oh, and if anyone can get proof, written proof, because it's good for them to have something that they can do, they feel they can join in.
Right.
They see Peckman or his ilk out at the fairs and stuff. If you guys pick up any materials, let me know, because I'll take that right on into the clerk's office and see what we can do about how legal this is, his trying to tie the ballot signatures to donations.
Charity donations.
Yeah.
Yes, he's trying to basically bribe people to sign up because he's going to have some money going to charity from it. So, and I see that as being completely illegal. And the wonderful Linda Rosa was one of the first ones to present that to us, and we really appreciate her for doing that. Number whatever on the list. I wasn't numbering them, so I won't start now. We're going to talk about the scientific method and what it is and how it works.
And primary research and actually using good, credited, verifiable sources for your information.
YouTube.
Rick.
Not Wikipedia. Poor Rick. Rick was trying. Boy, you were on him like stink on a...
Ugly on an ape.
Ugly on an ape. There you go. That was
good
that
old
was
Oklahoma just, saying there.
Yeah. That's a good one. But yeah, you know, I was a little amazed last night on you were so, you had such veracity with clinging on to that.
I am so proud of you.
Well, okay.
Veracity, you go. Yeah, you go.
You're so good at the big word thing. I thought I wanted to join the club. So. That was a pretty amazing thing that you were going to make sure, damn sure, that everyone knew about that whole acronym thing. And I was pretty impressed.
Mostly Rick.
I got your ET Commission answer.
You guys
here.
Are okay, just witnesses. Okay.
The extra campaign founded by the initiative's chief proponent, Jeff Peckman, will donate up to $6,000 total to programs for the homeless. For each registered Denver voter signature collected, $1 will be donated. The amount could add up quickly at large public festivals.
Yeah, right. He's got 800 signatures. I somehow don't believe that. Okay. Well, that's pretty much what you can print that out and take that right in, right?
I will.
Okay, cool. Yeah, keep an eye on that website there, Brian, and we'll print that out before she leaves. But is that official or is that a news story?
No, that's official.
Okay.
Well, it's, let me rephrase this. It's written by Jeff Peckman. How's that?
Gotcha.
I'll find out whether or not it counts.
Because you might, is it on his page?
Yes.
Because go to his page if we have that printout of the page.
Yeah, that's what I'm working on.
Right on.
He's on it.
Okay. So yeah, we're going to go over the scientific method, and then we're going to also discuss some of the difficulties of using the scientific method in the paranormal field, I guess you would say, because there are some stumbling points, and it's not impossible, as I've been told vehemently, and we're gonna absolutely cover what some of those stumbling points are.
Vehemently. I think we should also give a shout out to Rick. Bringing up, now I done forgot. Darn it.
What?
Age.
What did Rick bring up?
He brought up, it had to do with Peckman, and it had to do with science. I don't remember.
It was something good.
It was really good, too.
Yeah, Rick was good. He'll
oh, finish. What it was he was trying to divine what the real purpose might have been, and the question he asked on your show was towards that.
Right.
Which Peckman didn't answer, but I thought Rick brought up a really good
point. It was a brilliant point.
It really was.
Yeah.
And the brilliant point was that it looked as though when you read through what Peckman wrote in the ballot initiative, that Rick, I need some help here.
Well,
because it was brilliant.
The roughness of it was that here you had these people that were trying to get the government to disclose all this information,
right.
That they seem to already know.
Right.
So why did they need the government to disclose it? And by them having access to a government website, they would be doing the disclosure themselves.
Claiming
that the government had done it because it's a government website.
So why can't they, since they already have this stuff out there, thank you, why can't they keep doing what they're doing? I mean, it's already out there. I did a Google search on some of the keywords, and it came up with something like, I don't know, 100,000 hits. Mm-hmm. So I don't see where it's hidden.
Well, I talked to Peckman about that, you know, the very thing. Why doesn't he just take this, you know, to the private sector? And mm-hmm. No, because this is a big lesson for school kids to have it be a government process that school kids can understand how government works. By him doing it this way.
By him messing with the government.
Yeah. So that was his reasoning, and which I think is just fucking brilliant.
Well, and you know, somebody else said something really interesting about, you know, they're saying, we need to release this information. We need to release this information. Somebody posted saying, well, obviously you and your buddies already know all of this information, so right. What's the point?
Just release the damn information. Yeah. Let us make up our own minds, because, you know, I don't know. The whole thing's retarded. Anyway. So, back to the lecture. Not that that's that important either.
I told you not to say that.
Hey, look, Typo Negative has made a career out of that self-deprecating type of behavior, and they've done quite well.
But what is the audience? Who are they going for? Did we not have this discussion on Sunday night?
I don't know. Pretty much.
The emo kids. Why?
Exactly.
Ain't nothing
and
wrong
you're not
with
going
them,
for the emo kids.
How do you know?
And the spooky kids.
How do you know?
I've been out there twice now.
She says
now.
To the freaks that dress in black, yeah.
Well, I kind of wear a little black.
One of us is wearing a cleric shirt right now, okay?
And it's not the saint.
Yeah.
Well, saint wouldn't be wearing a cleric shirt.
That's true.
So the lecture is fantastic. It's just, you know.
And why is it fantastic?
Well, because we say fantastic stuff. Like I said, we had the ghost picture thing that we'll teach you how to do.
There's going to be mind-altering.
There's going to be mind-altering?
Mind-altering displays of, what is it, prestidigitation? How do you say that?
Prestidigitation.
What the hell did you
Thank
just
you.
Say?
There's he
gonna
knows
this,
what I'm saying.
There are kids listening to this show.
There's going
to
be
Logan especially.
With your dirty talk over there.
There's going to be displays of magic.
Yeah.
That's prestidigitation is sleight of hand.
Exactly.
You guys are gross.
Yeah.
No. There's going to be actual paranormal activity is what there's going to be.
No, there's going to be a paradigm shift.
There's going to be.
I said mind altering.
There's going to be a convergence.
There's going to be psychic readings.
There's Stu right there with it. July 11th.
Good job, Stu. So yeah, there's going to be all kinds of demonstrations of paranormal wondrousness. And we need to have a poll from you guys on how many times we should mention Chris Moon and Fraud in the same sentence.
Or how many times, rather, Baxter should.
I do that a lot myself.
Yeah.
Not as many times
not
as Baxter.
Much.
No,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, but, you know, we'll
I don't jump up and down yelling, sue me, but.
Yes, that's kind of true.
That's the difference right
Still
there.
Still dare you, Chris. Yeah, you know, so we can have a little bit of a, you know, vote there on how many times we should do that. Because he says, Chris Moon says, the entire lecture is dedicated to us calling him a fraud.
But there is a bit.
Yeah, it's...
A very little
a
bit.
A very, very little bit. We're talking 30 seconds worth of talk about Chris Moon in a two-hour lecture.
Yes, he does levitate stuff, too. Sorry.
Yes, and there's going to be video that they haven't seen before.
Yes, there will be new video. Yes. Mm-hmm. And we will be showing you some of the mysterious, unexplained phenomena that we have captured ourselves. Now, you know, who can pass this up? Because we're going to badmouth the crap out of everybody else. We're going to show all of the chinks in their armor, and that was not racist.
And we should turn Chris Moon into a drinking game.
You know, that's a great idea. In fact...
Can I do it up front while we're talking?
Yes. In fact,
especially with that demon beer you had.
Here's what we're going to do, guys. Here's what we're going to do. This is, and we need you people in the chat room that are local and can come to be here, because here's what we're going to do. You know about Chuck Norris facts, right? Now, we did this before with Ken Deal a long time ago, but we need to do this with Chris Moon, that we're going to have Chris Moon facts. And I need to get some good Chris Moon facts from you guys, and I will take a portion of the lecture to read the best Chris Moon facts.
So maybe I should set those out in the audience before.
Yeah, we could do that too.
As a fill-in, no?
if anybody wants some information on this, I can give the website, even though it's kind of sketchy right now. You go to RockyMountainParanormal.com/SOTP.html.
Oh, that's what it became. SOTP.
Yep. It's almost stop.
Yeah. Almost stop.
Yeah, almost.
Yeah, but a little misspelling.
If you go there, you can see all the information on it and a really cool trailer, because even our lectures have trailers.
Yeah, the first trailer, there will be more that will be even better. This one was one we pooped out last night, and it's still fantastic because we poop excellence.
Oh, way to go, Baxter.
See, you like that save? And that
yeah, that's a good one.
That was good. I like that.
Okay.
All right. So yeah, let's do it. Now, does everybody understand what I mean
by
Christmas?
And what time
facts?
Is the lecture?
It's 4:30. 4:30.
4:30?
4:30.
Oh, my gosh,
it's a Saturday.
That's early.
Yeah, it's 4:30 in the afternoon on Saturday, because
we
want to make sure we're going to have a rap party afterwards.
Oh.
Now, no, I don't mean we're going to be rapping, but I mean we will have a party afterwards, so.
Oh.
And I don't know where. I think we should just stay right there in the
I think Jack's buying too, isn't
yeah.
he?
Yeah, right.
He's not going to show up now because of that.
We'll figure that out. If anybody has any ideas on where we can have a party afterwards, let's do that. Or where we can show up.
An after bar.
Yeah, we'll take
over. We'll be a flash mob.
Or something.
We'll be a flash mob, and we'll just show up.
Exactly. We can just show up at some hippie's house, and they'd probably be glad to have us.
That's true.
Are there any hippies left in Boulder?
There are.
They're hiding.
You have to roll a rock out of the way, but they're there.
They're there. Oh,
yeah. Doesn't sound like a party pad, though.
No.
Well, we'll figure it out.
So,
does everybody understand what I mean by Chris Moon facts?
Yes.
Okay, because if you don't in the chat room, let me know. But we'll get some good ones going here, because Chris Moon is.
And I expect my fan base to be leading the charge on the Chris Moon facts.
Well, I hope so.
Because my fan base rocks.
Well, here's a couple of things that you need to know about Chris Moon. At 5, he had Arapaho Indian chief.
The Pope called him in for help.
Well, that was at 16, I think, that the Pope called him. But what we've got here is the, we got some kids playing outside is what we've got.
God, here. There's gunfire in the lot.
Yeah, that's craziness. Anyway, what we've got is, at 5 years old, he had an Arapaho Indian chief standing at the foot of his bed because his house in Highlands Ranch was built on an Arapaho Indian burial ground, which, oddly enough, there are no records of that whatsoever in terms of Arapaho Indian burial grounds.
Finds, yes.
There's nothing there. But Chris Moon says that. Number two, the next big thing is at 16, the Catholic Church called him to assist in some sort of paranormal happening.
That's because of his great-great-grandfather, Chief Blondhair.
Right. Because he did also, he's a descendant of an Arapaho Indian chief also, which has no... any kind of backup, yes. We've got these several great things. Now, when he first came to us, he had no idea how to do any paranormal investigation. That was 5 years ago. And now, remarkably, we're talking amazingly, he has figured out how to stick a plastic bag over his head and travel through time.
You just got corrected. He was 7.
Well, it depends on which article you read. Originally, it was 7, then it clicked back to 5.
Well, it depends, because, you know, originally he had 10 years of experience in the field, and I think he's up to, like, 40 now.
He's up to 20 right now. He's got 20 years of experience off of that 5 years. And that's what I think is...
He does my kind of math.
Right. He is amazing. This man is one of the most amazing humans ever. I don't know what that is. I hope it's not porn. So, yeah, it's
on a Mac.
Porn?
No, just things keep happening. I'm having fun.
that's a eject button right there, just so you know.
I know, but that wasn't what I was touching.
Oh, okay.
Back to.
Back to.
Your rant.
Okay.
Yes.
So, I mean, these are just a couple of things, you know, and then as we know, only 30 people on Earth can translate the box, and Chris is one of them leading the charge. So we've got all these great little tidbits that we can use for the Chris Moon facts, so, or the Moonisms, however you'd like to title them. So if you can get us some of those, we would love that. Now, do we have a chief what?
Well, it's not showing what it is. I don't know.
Is it showing on yours?
But we got Chris Moon's Indian name was Dances with Ghost Talking Machines.
Ah, there we go.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. But, yeah, I want to know what Stu's is.
No.
She's got this censoring thing on right now, so.
Logan. You have been hanging around your daddy too long.
Logan.
No.
Oh, I'm so disappointed in you.
No, another thing we should get all of the people on here to do is we have the... I need to make sure I get this right, people. We have...
Oh, we always need that music that you never have from Stanley Effect.
Yeah, that works.
I don't know. Okay. Stanley Effect music was...
If you go MySpace and become a friend of Rocky Mountain Paranormal... Just Rocky Mountain Paranormal.
Right.
If you go to Twitter and become a friend of RMPRS... Or if you go to
Facebook
and become a friend of Brian Baxter, I don't know who he is.
I like how it has to suddenly switch.
Yeah, we had to switch that because apparently they don't like anything that's not a person. We are going to start pushing out all sorts of fun stuff.
Can we have the middle name at least be Anne?
That's true.
Brian Baxter. Oh, that's very interesting. Okay. What other subjects are we covering in this lecture?
Well, you cover how to make a. Oh no, that see, I don't know why you asked me because you know.
Okay, we demonstrate dowsing rods.
Dowsing rods,
and that's a great one. I might even bring somebody up on stage and instruct them on how to become a dowser.
Yeah.
We will be handing out these amazing pendulums.
Yes, we have amazing pendulums.
So I've got a ton of them that we've got from a very magical source, and so everyone.
And we have pictures to prove that they're from a magical source too.
We do.
Because yeah, you have the picture.
Yeah, if on the screen. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what that proves about anything, but.
If you have a picture, you know it's real.
That's true.
That's true.
That's how the ghost hunters work.
You got me there.
Yeah.
You're right. Okay.
There needs to be a negative.
There needs to be a negative picture?
Yeah, I'll have that by tonight. We're going to be able to have everybody experience
the wonder.
The amazing power of pendulums. And we have Rocky Mountain Paranormal Psychic cards.
That is so much fun.
And now
I can vouch for that.
Yeah, these are cool. Yeah, you should have seen her when I transferred my psychic power into Rick. That was pretty. You were impressed.
But when she was trying to get the psychic energy, it screwed her up so bad she just started blathering.
I know.
She announced the card she had, so I couldn't guess it.
This is why I'm not a spy.
But these cards are amazing, and at some point in the future they will be for sale, so you can buy your own deck. And you will be able to do amazing readings.
They'll only
also.
Be about $100 a deck.
Yes. Yes. And that's...
personally signed.
That's the special sale. So get them quickly before the cost.
There'll be limited numbered editions.
Yes. Yes.
One of one.
Whenever I can get another pack printed at Walgreens.
I am trying to help us out. And you talked about me blathering.
See,
He means a special, different Walgreens.
Right.
Yes, a special, different.
Not the
ordinary.
Not the standard Walgreens.
It's 11th dimension Walgreens. Do you know nothing about how we do this?
Yes.
Okay.
Quick, hypnotize them.
Look in my eyes. Don't look around the eyes. Look directly in the eyes. Okay, sleep.
Yeah.
Because he is certified.
Yes.
Yeah.
Close your eyes.
I'm getting a lot of certificates myself, but... they're not going to turn out into anything as fun as this.
Well, we have some fun certificates. And that's another thing. We will be going over all of our certifications to show you people just how certifiable we are.
Right.
And you'll
certified.
Be
certified.
That's what I said. And you'll be able to see exactly how much faith you can put in us. And I was telling Brian yesterday that I had this epiphany. That's it's another word.
I knew
it's
her.
Another word. Epiphany? Yeah. He's a bitch. But
only to you.
Well, she was.
Yeah.
Epiphany. I had this epiphany. See, now you guys are totally throwing me off.
Sorry.
That, you know, Chris Moon is now talking about how, you know, the box can't be proven. You just have to have faith. I've kind of come to the conclusion that anything that you have to have faith in is fake.
Wow, that was you, like, looked at dead
air.
Yeah, you looked at me shocked.
Interesting.
So
you're
all you
coming out.
All you religious types in the chat room, sorry. What are you going to do? But, yeah.
We wanted them to come to the lecture.
Nope. I mean, we could have it in a church, I suppose.
We did
have
a lecture
had
in
lectures
a church.
In, yeah.
We have had, but not our Science of the Paranormal lecture.
No, we talked about alien life forms in the
in church.
That's
yeah.
true.
That was just as good. But, yeah, you know, it seems to me that if you've got to have faith in it, and we'll say it this way, if you've got to have faith in it and it's not, you know, at least 1,000 years old, how's that? Does that help?
It's got an age range to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. If it's just been invented and you have to have faith in it, it's probably fake.
Yeah.
But really anything you have to have faith in is probably fake. I'm sorry. That's just where I stand right now. Jesus, fake. Okay? No, I won't say Jesus is fake. I'll say Jesus' power is fake.
He was cool.
You know, he was cool. He's a cool guy, you know, liked to party, you know.
He was hanging with the crowd, too.
Yeah, yeah, you know.
With the wine.
Yeah, yeah. The wine, the women.
Yeah, he was doing
the lepers.
The whole Doug Henning thing with the changing the water into wine, and that's a magician, for those of you that don't know. And died of AIDS, though. He didn't die of crucifixion.
It's a good thing people got their MacBooks to back them up now that you've taken their faith away from them.
Yeah, I am taking.
That's what Guy Incognito said.
Well, he's right. He's right. Absolutely.
I'm in love with my MacBook. Who do I have? Is this a MacBook?
That is a PowerBook.
Oh, I have a PowerBook.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, a 12-inch PowerBook.
Yeah, and that lamp.
It's pretty cool.
That's all Rick needs.
Is a lamp?
You know, from the movie.
Yeah. Rick the Jerk.
I like Rick.
No, that was the movie. The Jerk.
Rick the Jerk is what you said, though.
Well, yeah, because he was quoting from The Jerk, so I was Rick the Jerk.
You didn't say it right.
Rick knew what I was doing.
Yeah. Okay.
Rick understood.
So anyway, back
to
business.
It's time to get out of here.
Oh, my God. How
so,
so
July
fun.
11.
July 11.
Free lecture.
Yeah, and we'll revisit
this.
Be there, and we will give you a 10% discount at the door.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. We should give our people a bigger discount than that. What can we do for them today?
20%.
That's all we can do?
25.
Just 20? Now we're 25. Talking.
25.
We can give them 25% off.
And a pendulum.
Yeah,
that's
get a
right.
Pendulum.
A very special pendulum.
Today
However,
only.
I do have one announcement.
Oh, okay.
Andy Kaiser from Digital Bit Skeptic will be here next week.
Huh?
Woo.
Don't say woo when you're talking.
Yay.
Don't say woo about a skeptic.
That's better.
Yay.
That's excellent. And we also have got good news from world-famous Banachek. He will be on the show in late July.
All right.
And Banachek is absolutely fantastic. Just ask James Randi about what Banachek did. He'll tell you quite a story.
Yes, all of you that have James Randi in your circle.
Yes, which I would assume most of you do. Project Alpha, if you decide to look that up, that's
fun. Just go to Banachek.org or com.
Yeah, just Banachek.com. And you can find out about Project Alpha. And that was a great little thing that he and James Randi were involved in back
so
in the
was,
late 70s.
So was Mark Edwards.
Was that Mark Edwards?
Yeah.
Was it? Because I know it was un-Edwards. I just didn't know which Edwards it was. Because there's like three different Edwards mentioned in the article. And one of them's
in there.
One of them's like Dave.
Yeah.
And one of them's like Cletus. And I didn't know who the other one was. So
that's it.
That's great. Mark Edwards was in it too. I wish I would have known that last week. I would have talked to him about it. Because that's fantastic. So Banachek has also been one of the guys that's been helping Chris Angel design all of his magic and helping him with... all kinds of aspects of that. So he is a powerhouse and probably one of the most real psychic people in the entire world.
He is cool.
Because there are no real psychics. He's as close as you're going to get. So
we're out of there?
I think we're out of here. Yeah. What do you think? I mean, it's going to be a fun show next week. Tune in.
Yeah, I got lots of work to do today.
Yeah, so. You guys are going to enjoy it a lot. So love you guys dearly. Bye.
Bye. Somebody told me.
you were so stupid, but I didn't believe them. But now I believe them. Somebody told me that you were so stupid, but I didn't believe them. But now I believe them. Everybody's stupid. Everybody's stupid. Everybody's stupid about me. Oh, somebody told me that you were so stupid. Cool.